Absolutely. There has been for quite some time a lot of disquiet in the community about rumours and announcements of bed closures and staff shortages, etc., etc. And obviously, following from yesterday's announcement from, well, you know, a lot of the blame seems to be kind of reflecting back on the staff and maybe in the local management, but like the belief is locally among a lot of people and politicians that a lot of what's happening now is a direct result of lack of funding and the cutback on staff. So as of, let's say, yesterday morning, I would have several phone calls from quite a few people right across the community requesting that we mobilise and do something about it. So we spent the day yesterday organising, and we have a meeting organised now for Thursday night, the 27th, and that's at 7:30 in the Fun Valley Centre. So everybody is welcome to come along and put their point of view forward.
In reality, what can this public meeting achieve?
Well, I'm on myself, probably very little. It'll just be an opportunity for people to come along and put forward their views. But I do believe at this stage, and I didn't want to prompt sort of what's going to come out of the meeting, but I know already at this stage people saying that we would form a committee. That's the best way to do it, and I think this is very much what was done in Dunloe and other areas, that there would be a committee formed, and that they would then go and meet the people from the HSA and other bodies like that, and probably meet some of the more senior politicians to see what can be done, and just to put on a bit of pressure, because there's no point in having meetings or starting up something and then just letting the whole thing fizzle out. And one meeting in itself will achieve nothing. But I think if we form a good committee and, you know, come up with a good sort of term of reference, and I think if we keep the pressure on, what we will be looking to do is to reinstate the number of staff and to get the beds up and going. And obviously, it's always good to listen to the other point of view and the challenges that are being met by the local management and the HSA as well, you know, to see what the challenges are there so that we can put a better case to the government and the department.
And I suppose the long-term target of this public meeting is to get a commitment from the Health Minister that the future of St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorler is secure.
Absolutely. Look, that's what we are. And we know that there's all the different government services are under pressure, and we know the hospitals across the country are under pressure. But, you know, and the HICWA report has come out and it showed an awful lot of shortcomings, and we would challenge perhaps some of them. But at the end of the day, this is the bar that's been put there, and all hospitals, and we have to put the patient first here, and obviously the welfare of the staff. So we have to say that there's enough resources goes into this to meet the HICWA report, and the whole standards now going forward are going to be increasing all the time, where you're going to have a room for every patient and that type of thing. This is all going to take investment, and it's going to take a lot more staff. And it's not fair just to sort of have put a report out there in the public, I guess, and just sort of leave it there. So there's an onus on all of us in the community and right across the community to take up this challenge as well and support our local services.